Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens Dolphins kickoff, week 9 of the NFL. Tonight in South Beach, 2-5 Ravens, 2-6 Dolphins. The Ravens are the healthiest they've been all year long. Is it time to stop making excuses, Jeremy, now? Put up a shut up?
That's all it is. It's Super Bowl or bust, John, whether you like that or not. I mean, this season, maybe
John knew something. Maybe he knew something. That's why he said you can't call it that.
Look, I sat here and said, you know, I'm not a Harbaugh guy per se, but if they make the run, you have to give him credit for this run, because even though, like they always say, you play who's on your schedule, but if you played all these crappy teams first, people will be going, yeah, they haven't beaten anyone yet, and that's how they poke holes in your schedule. But you played a bunch of teams first, you dealt with a ton of injuries, now you're kind of getting healthy. You're still missing quite a bit. This team is still talented enough to make that run, even without a weak schedule, and then they have a weak schedule to go along with it.
With the record that they have right now, Ed, and the schedule that they have, the Ravens are the luckiest team in the National Football League. At the same time, in 2012, beginning in January, the Ravens were the luckiest team in the National Football League. I will take it.
Absolutely. I mean, and this is, honestly, this is kind of the way we looked at it before the season. Said, hey, if you get past this, you'll be all right. If you get past this, you know, the beginning. And now you're here. Now you got the week schedule. Some of the things have changed, though. I think the Patriots look like a doormat beginning of the season. Now they don't. The Packers are one of the best teams in the league now. So, I mean, you got things that you still have to overcome later in the season.
I honestly fear the Patriots more than the Packers. I know this sounds weird, but I do. I think both teams are good.
I think the Patriots are a little fraudulent.
You think they are?
Yeah, and again, it's just exactly what I said people do. You look at their schedule and go, okay, they beat Buffalo. That's great. That was a great divisional win. Who else? Like, what else is in there that, like, they shouldn't have done?
Oh, except at the Titans was pretty.
Yeah, I mean, when you're at the Titans, you know, it's just.
Remember?
Have the Titans ever won there this year? It's a tough place to win. The home team can't even win there. It's a tough place to win.
So Drake May in the post-game press conference, man. It's a good win for us. It's a tough place to win.
Yeah.
Ask them.
They ain't won here all year. Stupid, man. But yeah, like I like, again, when you look at the Patriots, you start saying, I think they're good, but I think they're a year or two away.
Man, you made me thankful I can't do AI.
Yeah.
Because that would be my AI today. Yeah. Like, Drake May at the podium. That would be my AI.
Man, this was a great win. It's a tough place to win here. Ask the Titans.
They ain't won here all year. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Save us. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Pep.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, my score prediction is 30-28 Ravens. Go Ravens, and you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. I love Antonio. But unless we judge him with style points tonight,
yeah,
I don't see the Miami Dolphins scoring 28 points. Not unless the judge gives him some points.
I still think there's some issues with the pass defense here. So we could sit here and say what we want about Tua, and do I think he's a good quarterback? No, but he was a very accurate quarterback.
Yeah,
as long as he's throwing under 10 yards, he's a very accurate quarterback.
To the right team.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to do much to get players in open space against the Ravens right now. It's a short week. So I do think the Dolphins score points. 28 may be high.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know the Dolphins have scored 28 or more points once all year? That was last week.
When they scored 30.
Against the Falcons. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Ain't putting them kind of point.
No. But they also, go look at what the Ravens defense is giving up. They ain't stopped anybody all year, except for this past week.
About a point.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks. The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you, man.
I'm a little bit worried about this game a little bit tonight because I'm not really ready to say that the Ravens defense is back yet. And, I mean, Miami can score some points, Rob. I mean, like you said, they got 30 last week.
Miami Dolphins scored 8, 21, they hit 27 once, 24. Where are they scoring all these points? They lost. They scored 6 against the Browns. What are we talking about?
Yeah, but look at our defense.
You're saying Miami can score some points because they've done it once? I think my sample size is bigger than your sample size.
Well, that might be true, but we know our defense. Like I'm saying, it's more about, I don't know if our defense is really.
Panthers have a great defense.
The Panthers?
Yeah. Because they only scored 24 against the Panthers.
Okay, but.
I'm just saying, man. You guys are talking, but are you looking? That's what I mean. You could call and say anything, but where's the evidence? That's all I'm asking. It's easy to say it, but I'm giving you the what they've done. Can they score points tonight? I'm not sitting here saying they won't, but what I am saying is they've played against questionable defenses and haven't.
The Atlanta Falcons were the number one pass defense in football when they faced them. By the way, do I think that's legit? No, I think it's a small sample size.
We all said that. All said they weren't. But Tua only had 205 yards passing.
He didn't need to because of the game flow. They were up by so much. I'd like to see how much of that he had in the – well, there were a lot of, like, field goal drives. That game was an ugly game, and then it just – you blinked and you went
– he had a lot of touchdown passes. He didn't have a lot of yards.
And that's one of the things, like, with tonight and Lamar. Like, Lamar's prop in Vegas is, like, 210 or 220, somewhere in that range for passing yards. It's going to be another one of those nights where he does throw 200 yards and has 5 tutties, you know?
Against Atlanta, the longest completion was 43 yards. That was to Jaylen Waddle. Other than that, Malik Washington's long was 17.
Devon's longest was 10. Jaylen Waddle was underneath.
Another longest was 8, 5, 2. They weren't getting it downfield. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
But I don't think you need to against the Ravens defense. I think you can methodically move down the field on this defense.
You probably can, but is that putting up a lot of points? You need big plays. Am I saying the Dolphins won't score over at 28? No, I'm not saying that, but to suggest
that
it's almost exactly, that's all I'm saying. I'm asking him, I'm giving you the evidence of when they didn't score, and you keep telling me they're going to score. Okay, against who? They did it one time. So because they did it once.
Now do it the other way with the Ravens defense because I can make this one sound good too. How many points have the Ravens defense has given up?
A lot.
Yeah.
What did you, 21 Savage this morning, man?
A lot.
Okay, in the last.
Don't give me the last two games.
I was going to give you the last four. Last four games they give up 37, 44, then 17 and 16.
Yeah.
So just like you're saying, they are more of the big picture. Why are we afraid on the other side of the Dolphins? Why can't we say the Dolphins are more of the big picture? It's that same listener will say, well, you know, he's making a point that the Ravens defense is giving up a lot of points. But he's not making the point that the Dolphins haven't scored a lot of points. You know, you can't have proof on one side, not proof on the other.
I'm just trying to make you sweat with these Dateline lights.
No, I like these lights, man. You see me. Trippy. What's up, man?
Hello.
Hey, man. What's up with y'all, man?
How's Miami?
Man, I ain't going no more, man. But Sean, man, I ain't even want to talk about that, man.
They're both throwing shade at one another.
Yeah, I ain't. Look, I'm too tall to be driving in a little whatever that
Nissan
joint is.
Was it a Versa?
I can't do that, man. But I wanted to get my score prediction today, man. Ravens 48, Dolphins 17.
48.
Yeah.
Damn.
What? Yeah, 48. Why? You don't believe in Todd? Hello? Was you never put it on the stage? Hello?
48
Hello?
Points.
Hold on.
I think Lamar puts on his cape tonight. I do. 48 points a lot.
Hold up, Rob. Why do you think we can't put up 48 points when we just put up 30 with Snoop? Hello? What's going on?
Hello? Yeah.
Remember that time
the Ravens scored 48 points? I think it's a blowout. I think Lamar puts on his cape. 48 points is a lot. That's aggressive.
All right, 46. Hey,
come on, man. Look, Lamar Jackson.
Who are you arguing with? Who are you debating? I just said that's aggressive. I didn't say they're not going to score 48 points.
I think they are going to.
Take a nap, man. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City.
Oh, man.
Kevin, what's up, man?
Goodbye.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
Welcome back in. I'm going to say, Rob, 42-9, the Ravens bring that leather belt out and just put that to the backside of the Miami Dolphins tonight, my friend.
42-9. Man,
yes, sir. Nine.
We are aggressive today.
Damn.
I said Lamar puts on his cape. I think I had him scoring 31. I thought I had him scoring.
I mean, I got a high-scoring game. I think the Ravens approach 40, but I also think the Dolphins are getting in the 20s. So
that's me. I have a grand total of over 50 points.
Yeah, I don't think total. The Dolphins are getting four touchdowns like you talked about, but I think it's possible, especially with game flow.
I don't think they get nine either.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere in between, but I don't think they're getting nine, bro. And they are at home. It's a short week, and the Ravens are the road team.
No, they're getting nine, and then they're going to get 12 more. So it'll be all right, 21. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm a lot. You 20. What's up with this, man?
Well,
hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.